Five kashas. Ahu Armar, Benachri, Eikon Pesach, the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda the Seira, snared him, netted him, trapped him with his own words. The Tana, Rabbi Yehuda the Seira, played on the ego of the Armar, dared him essentially to ask for the Aliyah the next year. You're going to eat Karn Pesach. Let's see if they're willing to give it the Aliyah. Then you'll know they really accept it. Then you'll know that you really fooled them. But in fact, that's how he got fooled. But in fact, that's what entrapped the Armah. That's how he revealed his true identity. He had been under false pretenses pretending to be Yisrael, who was in Talmud Karn Pesach. And his amaratzas, and not knowing chumash, and not knowing that when you bring a sheep, the tail is emurim, not knowing that that demonstrated that something was up, especially when he ascribed that amaratzas rum of Yudim the Seder. Gadol Adar told me to ask the Aliyah. It became clear that something was up. Badku, and they do the bedika, they discover that he was not who he pretended to be, and they put him to death. So we dealt with the kasha of why was he initially ne'eman? Two approaches in Tosfos. Whether ne'eman adam lomar that the Yisrael ani, despite the Gemara in Yivamas Mendav, maybe that's only talking about a case where there's already a chazak in the car that his ancestors were nachrim, or no, you're not ne'eman, but here you're ne'eman based on a rov. And we dealt with, Minchas Chinuch dealt extensively with what crime did the Nachri commit. Was it the crime, he's medayik in a smog that a Nachri is muzar against Inkan Pesach, and maybe that's even a capital crime, or a Nachri committed Gezel Gavoa, Gezel Hedyot. How did the Nachri not know the din of Aliyah? So the Tosfos seems to hint to, it's not so pashut, because a goat, the Aliyah is Nechem. And then Tosfos goes on, this we're in the middle of, Tosfos went on, Gibras Lame Aliyah, to talk about, well, where was Rehudim HaBeseir in all this? This is brilliantly clever, Rehudim HaBeseir's part, but it really seems unnecessary. Rehudim HaBeseir should have taken care of matters directly. Why isn't he being Ola Rego? And Tosfos goes on to ask, why isn't he bringing Karn Pesach, the double whammy? There's one reason for a Jew to find himself in Beis HaMikdash, Shavuos and Sukkot, that's Aliyah L'Regel. Pesach time, there are two mitzvahs, two reasons. Aliyah L'Regel, on Pesach, on Chag HaMaaseh itself, and the day before, you want to be there for Karban Pesach. So where was Rehudim HaBeseir? The Tosfos said, well, we saw that the Mesoros HaShas pointed out, that the Mishnah Melech already says, this Tosfos is super, super shver. Super, super shver. Shrichim Etzli Talmud. With respect and yet with confidence at the same time, Mishnah Melech said at the bottom of the page, the first page of Rambam Hilchos Karban Pesach, beginning of the Hilchos Sefer Karbanos, says, I understand, I need to work on this Tosfos a lot more. Tzrichim Etzli Talmud from beginning to end, very shvet. Tosfos said two terusim to this kasha of why would Rehudim HaBeseir stay in this even? Answer number one was he was part of the Elarago. There are many people part of the Elarago. You open up Meseches Chagiga. A whole slew of categories, 15 categories or more. And people are potentially in the Rebbe. So one of them is when you're very old, otherwise unable to walk up Harabais. Okay, that's certainly not unlikely. A Yehuda Ben Seira fit that category. There is a Gemara that indicates that perhaps a Jew does not own conquer an area, it's as potentially in the Rebbe. Okay, so maybe that applies to Yehuda Ben Seira as well. There are many reasons why a Jew might be potter from the Rebbe. As a matter of fact, half the Jewish population is immediately part from Lila Rego by virtue of their gender. Women are part from Lila Rego, but Rehudim HaBeseir presumably was man. But there are other reasons, other categories that Rehudim HaBeseir may have fallen into. Of course, the Tosfos in his first answer, so that's not so fair. That's a very straightforward answer. What was difficult in that first answer, as we said, was that Tosfos very smoothly says, oh, and just like he's part from Lila Rego, he's become part from Karban Pesach also. And that jump is difficult. Because after all, women, apart from Rehudim HaBeseir, but Chayav and Karban Pesach. So there's not an automatic equation. Okay, but maybe some of the other categories do carry over. Okay, yeah. Yeah, there could be other categories do carry over, but the burden of, but that needs to be proven. In other words, Tosa just sort of assumes it. So that Mashallah says, whoa. Really, a Zakein? A Zakein is a potter from Kar. I mean, later in the Masechta, you learn that a Zakein is not able to eat a Kazayas Basa. It's not supposed to be starved to Karm Pesach. But there could be plenty of people who can handle eating, you know, a couple of teaspoons of meat, who are not able to walk all the way up a hill unaided. The Zakein Yochalahalf Baragla, potter from Alil Regal, is not necessarily the standard that potters you from Karm Pesach. It's certainly possible but surprising. And especially once it becomes clear that it's not automatic across the board, everyone is part of the regular, is part of the compass. So definitely would need to prove that. But then the second carrot. The first that's again, Yosef is saying, okay, there's we could sketch it out. Okay, we have to look and see where Tosis get this from, that some categories of Peturim from Karban Pass, from Alil Regal, Pasuk Karban Pass. Certainly, and again, not all the categories of Peturim from Alil Regal are based on the same Pasuk. There may be different sources. Okay, see. Some of the Peturim are this way. Okay, some turn that way. You talk it. So you got it. It sounds like what Tosis had in mind. And as Mishnah said, literally, it's Rechim after the Talmud. We need to look into this more. We need to figure out where Tosis get this. Then the second Teretz. Second Teretz is really mysterious. He says, well, after all, Inami Netzivin is in Chutz La'aretz. Period. If you may say I lived in Chutz La'aretz, therefore, there's no therefore in Tosis. There's no therefore. The rest of Tosis, as we saw last time, is just as you saw with the Chavrusa. It's just bringing rayas that Yehu ben Beseri did live in Chutz La'aretz. He lives in Netzivin. Where is Netzivin? He says, oh, I have a raya from Yerushalayim, a raya from a Medrash Halacha and Dvarim, a raya from a Targum. I can prove to you that Stephen's Chutzlars, as though it's self evident and obvious. Oh, once I prove he's in Chutzlars, obviously answers the question. And of course, as a Sfarim Landonim, you should always ask yourself, how does the answer answer the question? Okay, so in Chutzlars, and therefore, what if do the tricity in China? My speaker is Arsina. So he's in Chutz La'aretz. What? In Chutz La'aretz, you have to keep mitzvahs. You can't bring a carbon pesach in your backyard if you live in Chutz La'aretz. That's true. You can't bring a carbon pesach in your backyard if you live in Eretz Yisrael either. You have to travel to Beis HaMikdash. And we're not saying, and again, he's not saying Netzivin was in Greenland. Netzivin was in the eastern end of China. And it would take too long using ancient transportation. On the Shachman of Prat, there's no way to get there to Shach. That's not what he's saying. He's saying it was a few hundred miles away. It would be a trip of a month. If you were Shnei Sinus, you know that there were Jews coming from Bada. It took them 2 weeks, the Mishnah say, to get back after Shnei Atzeres to cross the Nahar Paras. The Mishnah began Tainus as a Machlokas. Some of you may remember this. So exactly, when do you start the same time after Avraham? She'elas Geshamim. You start praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gevuras Geshamim, Mashiach HaKadosh, and then you start Machlokes Tanoim at one point during the Yom Tov of Sukkot or Shmini Atzeres. But She'elas Geshamim, you wait until Cheshvan. When? The Rabbi Leil says, you wait until Zayin Cheshvan to give the Olin Regal from Bodo 2 weeks to get back to Bodo. So number one, you see that there were Jews who were Olin Regal. Okay, maybe it wasn't the Chiyuv. Okay. But it wasn't such a long trip, it was doable. Yes, Connie? Connie's making a very, very sharp ha'ara. Hi, how are you? Thank you so much. Thank you so much for keeping everything clean. Connie's making a very sharp ha'ara. If it was... That a strength of the second teretz is it applied to his whole community. If you say, we don't even say it was an old man, so but that means all of his neighbors are going to be all the regal. So find someone, make sure someone meets this guy, Mitzvahs and Achrim, fine, send a team. But to make it hard. If he's in Chutz Lars, then no one else is going eating. Yeah, but the question is, make the taste of your pot. Number one, you see from the Mishnah and Tanis that there certainly at least were Jews historically who did go. We don't know how many, but there were Jews who went, and it was doable. A 2-week trip? Okay. 2-week trip? That's not, I was talking about a pot trip, yeah? Pesach is supposed to be having me. Pesach, it took them 2 weeks to get home before the rain, yeah, Pesach time probably also. But Pesach time is usually ready to dry.
Right.
I don't think it would take longer after Pesach. You say maybe on the way too, it was muddy, so they weren't able to travel. Maybe. Yeah?
I think the Gemara Thomas strengthens the question in a different way. Not because we know that people travel a long time, because if you look farther than 2 weeks, there's a great reason not to come. The reason we delay the sales of shaman is that people be at home. If you live farther away than the time, then if you're going to be traveling, people ask for rain, so then you maybe shouldn't go because you'll get stuck in rain. But come pays out of time, so there's no reason not to go. But so what? Wow. More than 2 weeks, so what? Nobody says it's a stronger cash.
Okay, good.
There's no reason to not just sit on
a horse all day. Right? So you're saying even if Sukkot's time, I'll be more worried that on my trip back, if it's longer than 2 weeks, I'm going to get rained out. At Pesach, I'm not as worried because usually the rain is wrapped up.
Yeah.
Wrapped up by it. That's a good hour. Plus, as you get further away, you're no longer going to be in the climate of Eretz Yisrael, and rain in Yisrael isn't necessarily going to affect you if you're up in Turkey. Yeah, so that's why I said this is very difficult. So what's Hakim Pshat? So Pshat might run as follows. Look, Ora Tosis is saying something halachic. L'chora Tosis is not saying, L'chora Tosis is not saying a practical, logistical point that it's impractical to travel because you're so far away because you're going to rain. It's not like Tosis is saying Al Pidin. The question is, Al Pidin, if you live in Chutz Lars, you're part of from Karim Pesach. Well, what would that mean? Bifrat. Bifrat, we have a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah tell us? In the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin. A whole series of Mishnayos about rules about mitzvahs in general. Klalei mitzvahs. So there's the famous, many of you no doubt learned at least the Gemaras that surround the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes in Kiddushin, talking about Mitzvahs haben ha'av and mitzvahs ha'av ha'ben, about mitzvahs between parents and children, kibbut ha've'en, and milah, and so on and so forth. Later on, Mishnah is talking about mitzvahs ha'sei shazman grama, nashim peturos, and then Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin is a Mishnah about another principle about mitzvahs, another category. What category is that? Anyone zoom? Anyone live? What does Mishnah say? Mitzvah tulis ba'aretz. So let's just a point of terminology, a definition. I used to think that mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz, that term means literally mitzvahs that depend on the land. So I used to think that meant mitzvahs are only applied in Israel. That's not what it means. The Mishnah says that the din is those mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz ain't analogous el ba'aretz, only applied in Israel. But the term mitzvahs ba'aretz doesn't mean mitzvahs should only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The term mitzvahs have to lose the aretz, mitzvahs depend on the aretz, means literally mitzvahs which depend on land. Agricultural mitzvahs. Farming mitzvahs, Seder Zeroyim, ain't a no, goes to el ba'aretz. Farming mitzvahs, agricultural, soil-based mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says there's a handful of exceptions. Orla applies in Chutz Lars. Someone just asked me a week ago. Someone asked me in Hilchos Orla Shaila. They planted a tree. They bought a tree. They bought a sapling from Home Depot, an apple sapling, and they planted it in the backyard. And now they know that it's less than 3 years old. But do they really know it's less than 3 years old? Does the clock restart when you plant it, or does the clock go back to when it was first? When it was first a seedling, fascinating child. Arla does apply in a limited sense in Chutz Lars, but that's an exception. That's one of the few exceptions to the rule that mitzvahs are tluyos ba'aretz, ein hanol goes el haaretz. The agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. And the flip side is, the Mishnah also says, mitzvahs she'ein tluyos ba'aretz are no goes in ba'aretz. The flip side is, if it's not an agricultural mitzvah, it applies all over the world. As we know, we keep plenty of mitzvahs in chutzlach. We wear tefillin, and we have mezuzah, and we give tzedakah, and we try to avoid lashon hara, b'chul, 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 hundreds of mitzvahs. Hundreds of mitzvahs, same laws, I say. Mitzvahs are not kluyos ba'aretz, they're not agricultural. They apply bein ba'aretz, bein chutzlach. So that's the kasha, is the hard case to say, carbon patch doesn't grow from the ground. You're not mitzvah kluyos ba'aretz. Well, why is it any different than avoiding bus of the chala? Why is it any different than davening shachas? Yeah. So what do you say? Do you see anything that helped you to solve this? Do you see anything that made this worse? Do you see anything that made this better? What do you say? The needle snare? Aaron Khan? Shield? Remember what he said? You see anything insane that made this worse or that made this better? That's the kasha. The formal kasha of the second Teres of Tosfos is not just what does this mean, it's against the Mishnah and Kiddushin. Mishnah and Kiddushin of Lam Vav Lam Zayah said to Teres, Mitzvah She'en Kulis Ba'aret, no good Be'en Ba'aret Be'en Chutzlaretz. Non-agricultural mitzvahs apply all over the world. So how does Tosfos just sort of assume that the carbon Pesach only applies? I mean, it's true, you can only bring a carbon Pesach in there. That's right. You need to be in the Beis HaMikdash. But why do you assume that if you're Toshav Chul, if you live in Chutzlar and somewhere you're Pater from the Mitzvah, what does that mean? What does it mean? And how does that jive with the Mishnah? How does that jive with the Mishnah? So the truth is, you might have seen that this is not the only Kasha. This is not the only Kasha. By far, not the only Kasha. So for instance, you take a look in the Rambam. Hilchos Reb Zeach v'Shmiras HaNefesh, the Yidin Parak Yud. The 10th parak of the halachas of murder and manslaughter and life preservation. Life preservation is an important aspect of halacha l'maisa always and certainly b'zman hazeh. One of the rare aspects of Hilchos Reb Zeach v'Shmiras HaNefesh is the din of Edra Aruf. We all know the Pesukah and Aruf, the end of Parsha Shoftim, I believe it is, in Chumash Dvarim. And if there's an unsolved homicide, so based in, if you meet the conditions, you meet the criteria, so the Sanhedrin comes out, they measure to all the nearby cities, and then the based in the closest city has to basically take responsibility. And then the whole procedure of the Angla Rufa, you have this calf, and you break its neck at the Nahal, and you have to make a public declaration, and we don't know who this is, we're not responsible, your day will shop with Damazel. The Zakim have to wash their hands. A whole fascinating procedure. Ram actually writes in the piece of Arnavuchim. It's hard to know what's the purpose of Eglah Rufa. Is it some sort of kapara? The Ram actually writes that it was a halachic publicity stunt. It's meant to grab everyone's attention. If there be an oreth in Eglah, people are going to come to see this. And people will come. And what's the point of getting people to come and see it? Everyone comes and they talk and what happened. And then everyone's talking about this unsolved homicide, hopefully getting everyone together and talking to each other. Between all those conversations, some clues will emerge that will help us to, they'll give us some leads to be able to track down the murder. Lamasa, the din of Eglah Rufa, the Rambam says, Halacha Aleph, Perek Halacha Aleph, and you have it right in front of the Rambam comes. Ain din Eglah Rufa noeg ela be'Eretz Yisrael v'chein be'ei v'yeridim. Eglah Rufa only applies in Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing agricultural. Because they poisoned him with some plant-based poison? That's not a mitzvah tluyos ba'aretz. What does Eglah Rufa have to do with why is Eglah Rufa any different than tefillin and sittus and sukkah? Why does it apply in Eretz Yisrael? Or let's say the Rambam you have in front of the next Rambam of Rambam, and he'll just start heading. Paragat Alakazai. The Rambam says, here's a din that only applies to Eretz Yisrael, and actually is the reason why we keep 2 days of Yom Kippur and Pesach. Why are they 2 days of Yom Kippur and Pesach? I'm sorry, take that back. It's not why we keep 2 days of Yom Kippur and Pesach. But this din is the reason why we have a fixed calendar. Why do we have a fixed calendar? Why don't we still have it? It says in the Chumash, it says in the Mishnah, it's in Rosh Hashanah, but all Mishnah is Rosh Hashanah. It says the Eidim come every month to the Beis Din, you're made in front of the Beis Din, and the Beis Din decides if today Rosh Hashanah or tomorrow. And we discuss this on that day. So why don't we stop doing that? Are there not moons anymore? There's still moons now, even with light pollution, we still see the moon. So why don't we have a Kiddush Al Pi Ra'iyah? Ah, no Beis Din. What do you mean no Beis Din? Ah, the answer is, right? Zach said no Beis Din. We have Bati Din for other things. For Kiddush HaChodesh, you need to have a Beis Din that has real smicha. I am a faker. I, Tani Kohen, am a faker. Please don't take that out of context. But I'm not really a rabbi. I'm not really a rabbi. I call myself rabbi. No rabbi nowadays is a real rabbi. In the sense, hopefully some of them are real Tani Kohen, and some of them have gotten permission from their rabbein to teach in the Paschal Shas, Heter Hora. But you all know, we discussed it last week, we were doing our brief overview of a couple hundred years of the history of Tanakh and Ram, that only those who got smich in Eretz Yisrael, that you can tell the Torah that Eretz Yisrael Baba, whether it's called Rabbi or just Rab. Why? Because the real smich, or the unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu, can only be conveyed in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why, once the Romans succeed in extinguishing the smicha in Eretz Yisrael, that was the end of having a Sanhedrin that qualified to be Mekadosh Lachodesh. That's what was up in Eretz Yisrael. There were Rabbanim in Babel, there was learning in Babel, an unbroken chain of Masorah from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. There's an unbroken chain of Masorah of learning. So why is there no smicha? Says the Rambam. Paragdal al-Chabad al-Chasayim, you have to write in front of the Rambam. Kamas, Ein Salm Chizik, Ein Nimachutz Laretz. You cannot give smicha to Tamini Chachamim, to Zekainim, in Chutz Laretz. Afa fi she'el ha-Salm Chin, Nismuchu Beretz Yisrael. Even though the one who wants to convey smicha, got in Eretz Yisrael. So for example, Rav, the first generation Amora, Rav, he had gotten smicha. Because he had learned by Yudah Nasi Eretz Yisrael. Yudah Nasi Eretz Yisrael gave Rav smicha. Rav goes off to Babel. And he has Talmidim in Babel, like Rav Yehuda. But Yehuda could not get smicha. Why? Rav had smicha, but Yehuda is a good life. So he can't give you smicha. And he says, even if, let's say, Rav has gone back to Eretz Yisrael, you want to send a letter to Rav Yehuda in Babel, or call them on the phone, send them an email, doesn't work. It does not work. You have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Once again, what does that have to do with agriculture? What does that have to do with mitzvah to the arts? Yeah, question. Stretch. So, on the one hand, you have a Mishnah Kiddushin that tells us very clearly mitzvahs are chicken food, are not cultural mitzvahs, apply all over the world. And yeah, we see that wrong exception. Ebel Arufa, only in Eretz Yisrael. Smicha, only in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, in the beginning of Yechezkel, quotes a Gemara in Moed Katan that it does not say a halacha, because this is more ruled out of his father with Bukhariwa. But Rashi quotes a Gemara in Moed Katan that Kadosh Baruch will only give someone Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, or at least if you began your Nevuah career in Eretz Yisrael, you might be able to continue it. We learned that Yonah left Eretz Yisrael in an attempt to cut himself off from the flow of the Nevuah. He knew if he'd be out of himself, less likely to get the Nevuah. And Rashi, in the beginning of Yechezkel, quotes the Gemara in Katan, and impossible to get the Nevuah unless you can close the Eretz Yisrael and begin. My friend of mine was a psychologist, and a Rav, and then she got a muscle. And he told me 20 years ago, things may change, particularly over the last year. He said,
to begin a therapeutic relationship with someone over the phone. You can't be patient with someone over the phone. Yeah, the therapist has to make the drawing at least the first time in person. Once you have a relationship, then you can even continue if need be by phone. Now again, with COVID, everything changed, and sooner or later, and Zoom is better than phone. So, a little bit of an onus. There was no way to be in person. There were relationships that were begun by Zoom. But by there, well, you want to at least start the relationship face to face, and you continue on the phone. Rabbi Zaka Jonathan Schwartz suggested to me, and that's a good muscle for what Rashi points to going about the communication, the connection between that Rosh and the Navi needs to start, so to speak, face to face in Eretz Yisrael, and then they begin to put start. The question was, what anything have to do with Adam? Yeah. Right, to be away from the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly. You want to be away from listening to Hashem. So what does the name of this mean? What does the name of this mean? And the Rambam also adds another twist. That Rambam of Sanhedrin, he adds at the end, oh, by the way, what's called Eretz Yisrael for purposes of Smita? So when the Jews came with under Yehoshua, the Olei Mitzrayim, when they came with Yehoshua to conquer Israel the first time around, it was all called Shvatim, an enormous group. They took a massive amount of land. When they came back to build the second base on Mikdash, 800-900 years later or so, under Ezra, the Olei Babel, the Jews were not coming from Mitzrayim, the Jews were coming from Babel, they took possession of a much smaller part of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Eretz Shekavishu Olei Baba. In terms of Trumas and Mitzvos, Mitzvos HaKluyos Ba'aretz, it really applies, Kedushas Ha'aretz is really Olei Baba. The Rambam, strangely though, take a look around Hilchos Sanhedrin, take a look inside, the last line, V'chol Eitobat Smicha, V'chol Eretz Yisrael, what's considered an Eretz Yisrael with respect to Smicha? The broader, larger area of Olei Mitzrayim. Why? We're not even sure why this needs Eretz Yisrael at all. Smicha, Egla Rufa, Karlam Kesa, Nubu. What does any of them do Eretz Yisrael? It's not agricultural. We're not sure. And if it does have to do Eretz Yisrael, how come we're Eretz Yisrael but a different definition than we use for Trumas and Maaseros? Make up your mind. Are all these things the same for some reason as agricultural mitzvahs? In which case, the limit to Eretz Yisrael and specifically to Eretz Yechazikah only Babel, the land that actually has Kedushas Ha'aretz that runs there, or it's not like agricultural mitzvahs and applies all over the world. What's going on? What's going on? So I mentioned to you last week that Shepka has an elegant answer to the general question of the halachic status or statuses of Eretz Yisrael, the halachic meaning or meanings of Eretz Yisrael. And it begins, and we'll lay out the beginning of the episode now, then we'll see more fully in Mitzvah and how it plays out tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll complete this, and we also have to see the Maariv Chayim, so there's a whole different approach to this entire sugya. One more kasha. You may say, Egla Rufa doesn't fit, Karban Pesach doesn't fit, Nevuah doesn't fit, Smicha doesn't fit. Fourthly, here's a fifth one that the Rambam in his Pirshei Mishnayos and Bechoros mentions as a solution to Smicha. The fifth one, in addition to why is Smicha only Eretz Yisrael, why is Nebuah only Eretz Yisrael, why is Egla Rufa only Eretz Yisrael, our Tosas, why is Kampesa only Eretz Yisrael? The question is, are you Jewish? Are you Jewish? You think so, right? Sure. You know you live in the Chassar? You think you're a Jew if you live in America? You're looking at it like, wow, this is a pretty hard-hitting aliyah pitch.
I know Tanya Cohen is such a pushy guy. I said, this is not a hard hitting Aliyah pitch. It's an open ended question. And it's not me, it's the Gemara Harari and Stav Gimel. The Gemara Harari talks about if I want to know whether most Jews did not Avera or not, the Gemara says, we're only going to ask the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Why do I need to know if most Jews did a particular Avera or not? But that's because the primary topic of Maseches Harias, at the end of Sefer Nezikin, is how do you deal with a situation where Sanhedrin made a mistake? As our Shef likes to say, Jews do not believe in papal infallibility. We do not believe that Rabbanim cannot make mistakes. Adrava, the Chumash says, here's what you do when Rabbanim make mistakes. And that's the primary topic of Maseches Harias. The greatest Rabbanim in the world, the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin HaGadol 71, they made a mistake. Mamish a mistake. They paskin that you're allowed to turn on electric lights on Shabbos. Mamish. Those, old school, incandescent bulbs. It said, Mutter. Let's imagine, as an example. Let's imagine Sanhedrin paskin Mutter turn on electric lights on Shabbos. And for 20 years, Jews all over the world were turning on electric lights because Sanhedrin said it's Mutter. What's wrong? And then 20 years later, they realized, Gaval. We made a mistake. We're just wrong. Not a machlokas because we changed our mind. We realized it was just a tongues. We're just wrong. It happens rarely, but occasionally. So if you or I individually were Michal Shalom Bishoge, you got to bring a carbon compass. But how about what is you or I individually, personally? How about if it's Kalal Yisrael is Michal Shalom Bishoge? What does Kalal Yisrael mean? Kalal Yisrael is Michal Shalom Bishoge. That means if it was most of the members of Kol Yisrael, most Jews in Kol Yisrael, based on an erroneous psak of Sanhedrin. So then, instead of each individual Jew bringing a carbon tax, doesn't have millions of animals, you have one called a par helim davar shel tzibur. A single carbon tzibur. Like the carbon tamid is a carbon tzibur, like the carbon muslim is a carbon tzibur. Echatas ha-tzibur. Because the Jewish nation, Kalal Yisrael, was Chote, based on the Psalm of Sanhedrin. Who's Kalal Yisrael? He said, well, Rove Yisrael. Rove of which Yisrael? The Gemara in Horia, Stav Gimel, says explicitly, it's Rove the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. You and I don't count for that survey. It doesn't matter. It does matter. But for the purpose of figuring out whether the Parham Davar Shel Tzibur or not, we're not counting how many Jews in America, or how many Jews in Argentina, or how many Jews in Paraguay, or Michal Shabbos. We're only looking at the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the fifth thing. The fifth time that Eretz Yisrael is coming up in a way that's not at all agricultural. It's not a mitzvah tuli ba'aretz at all. Micha, Agla Rufa, Nevuah, Karbon Pesach, and now Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. You want to know whether Rove of Klal Yisrael did Avera? We're only asking the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? We'll pick up with that Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. We have some time in Seder to explore. We'll pick up with this tomorrow. The Rambam sees in that fifth kasha the solution to Smicha. And our Shefter takes that and uses that solution to plenty of other things as well.